Good morning, my friends. Welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. I'm Marshall Berkshire, and I'm your guide, helping you stop fixing yourself so you can start loving yourself so you can go out and create the things you enjoy in your world. Because that's the point. I mean, why heal unless it's going to create something more for you, right? And that's what we're going for, is healthy relationships, fulfilling purpose, a little more joy in your world. So today we're going to be talking about this challenge we often encounter called believing in yourself. We're going to talk about how that kind of is more as a result rather than a solution to insecurity, and what we really need to be looking at in order to experience the result of believing in ourselves in a way that's organic and sustainable. So before we get to that today, we're going to jump. I've got to share this to the community real quick here. So if you're looking for additional tools, guidance, insights, and support in your journey in healing your codependency, come join us in the community. The link is above on Facebook, below on YouTube, and on my front page if you're listening via the podcast. So come join us, get more access to me, to tools, to you can ask me questions, ask other students questions, other members and stuff, and get what you need to heal, because that's what I do. That's my expertise. So here we go. Okay, we're gonna click the things, send it into the group, and voila. So let me know your thoughts on today's episode as we go through it. I mean, do you struggle to believe in yourself? Do you feel like you're constantly trying to build yourself up? Or when you approach this idea of believing in yourself, you're like, shame shows up, insecurity. Your brain starts giving you 10 million reasons why you can't believe in yourself. And then you're trying to, you know, muster up the willpower to have some confidence in yourself, to go do the scary thing. And then maybe you do it and you're exhausted afterwards, even if it succeeds, because you're like, I got to do this again and again. Does it feel like you're constantly trying to push a boulder up the hill this way and it just never seems to end? There's always this collapse of self-confidence. Yeah, if that's you, this episode is for you, because that was me. It was me for most of my life. It was me until like 5-6 years ago. So this is more of a recent development in my own healing. Because this idea of believing in ourselves is it's a cliche thing. It's something that we hear a lot in self-help. We see it all over the social media. Believe in yourself. So what does that actually mean, to believe in ourselves? Usually people take it as this idea of, I need to have faith in my ability to accomplish something. I need to have faith in my worth or my person, and then I can take action to do the thing. In my experience, that is not effective. If the underlying sense of worth is rooted in shame, inadequacy, or conditions. So in my work, I teach this concept called indomitable worth. Indomitable worth suggests we have worth intrinsically. It's infinite, it's immutable, it is not alterable, it's autonomous from all conditions. So conditions would be anything that we believe our worth depends on or gives us permission to have value. So these kinds of things, a condition would show up as like an if-then statement or a when-then statement. I will be worthy when I have the car. I will be confident when I have the job. I will be lovable when I'm being loved. Those kinds of things. These are conditions that we append to our worthiness to justify its existence. In the indomitable worth concept, our worth requires no justification, as it's part of what we are. It's what we are made of as existing beings. And this is kind of a big leap, because we move out of this idea of transactional value, where we have to earn and demonstrate our value. And then if we do it the right way, an external force or an external authority grants us worth. That's a transactional dynamic of worth. This turns us inward and invites us to explore the reality of, well, what if I have value and an infinite, deep, powerful worth despite all these conditions? This is key to actually coming into believing in ourselves. So if I'm trying to believe in myself, but my sense of worth is oriented in shame and inadequacy or in conditions, it's always going to collapse, because my brain's always going to be like, well, there's this thing that's wrong. there's this problem here. This thing happened when I was three. We can't have worth because of that. Or, you know, that person looked at us a certain way, or we disappointed that person, or we failed here. It's always going to be attaching worth and its justification of worth to these external factors. So believing in ourselves becomes a very scary thing because, you know, we can't sustain it. It's something that we have very little faith in. It becomes exhausting because we're trying to push it all the time. We're trying to maintain something that has a million different holes in it. It's like trying to keep a bucket full that has those holes and it just keeps pouring out. The solution to this is indomitable worth. It's exploring and coming to experience for yourself that you have real worth that is independent and autonomous from all conditions, from all justification, is another way to put it. The reason why I look at it that way is when we are building into and connecting with and experiencing our indomitable worth, rather than just trusting we have it or believing we have it, we're experiencing it, then our belief in ourself ignites. And it's based on a premise, on a lived experience of ourself. We're like, oh, I can believe in myself because my worth's not at risk anymore. So believing in myself shifts to like, hey, I can discover things. I can understand things. I can master things. And that gives me the power to influence my life and affect my world. When my worth isn't tied up in those kind of actions, it becomes very easy to take these things on. Yes, there's going to be some risk. There's going to be some anxiety, naturally, because we're doing something that is new and unknown. But we don't have the big scary stuff in the background, like, if I fail, what does this mean about my worth? If this succeeds, what does this mean about me? We don't get fixated on trying to control outcomes. Instead, we let the outcomes that happen teach us about what we're doing and helps us discover what to do differently to increase our success and our effectiveness, or to increase what we're looking for in our life. When our worth is not on the table anymore, all that energy and space and time can be invested where it belongs, which is really building up skill sets, experience, and success and failure, so we can become more effective in affecting our world the way we'd want it to. So our belief in ourselves is more rooted in, I can do this, I can learn this, I can discover this, rather than, I gotta believe I've got value so that I can go out and get this thing, I gotta get this relationship, then it'll confirm I have value, but I gotta have faith in myself first. When we already have our worth secured, we don't need to play that game. Instead, it's more like, I know I've got, I feel this worth, I live from this worth, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to share myself in the world and see who connects and clicks with me and who doesn't, and I'm going to build with those who connect and click with me, and I connect and click with them. So now we're filtering life, we're filtering opportunities, rather than trying to make something happen so it can secure our sense of value and justify our belief in ourselves. So let me know your thoughts on this in the comments below. So, as a starting point for this, because this is big work, this is not something that this episode will create for you instantly. This is a practice, this is a way of living, is orienting to nurturing our awareness of indomitable worth and then embodying and expressing it in the world. So I'm going to give you your starting point for this so that you can grow into it. And I always start with something very simple, and this comes from the indomitable worth system. It's the possibility question. So it would go like this. What shifts if I trust just a bit that my worth is independent of all conditions? And then we want to pause and then start to acknowledge what starts to show up for us, whether there's doubt, whether there's relief, whether there's curiosity, whether there's all of those things. We want to acknowledge what's there and allow ourselves to observe it for a moment. And allow that observation to bring in a little more of your awareness. Because you might start to notice places in your body and in your awareness where you feel stillness, peace, your mind stops racing, you start to feel more centered. Those are the expressions of or signals of indomitable worth. And then if you want to go a little more advanced, you can apply some trust to those. Hey, I trust that these signals, or what shifts if I trust just a bit that these signals of peace, calm, and centeredness are my indomitable worth talking? Then you can explore what shows up for you there and start to integrate that. So that's where we start with this. And then you don't have to worry about believing in yourself. You already do. It's already a result of your orientation to your true intrinsic worth. So that's how we get out of the trap of trying to believe in ourselves while dealing with all this internalized conditional worth. So let me know your thoughts below. Thank you, my friends, for being here for this episode. We're going to be having another one here shortly. As a heads up, we are 2 weeks out from my next workshop, The 8 Factors That Heal Codependency Permanently. Come join us for this. It's a free workshop. I'll be teaching it on February 22nd at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Come join us. I'm going to show you the 8 factors you've got to master in your life to be free of codependency. I'm going to show you what they are, what skills are required for that, what milestones come with it, and the sets of tools I use for that. And then you're going to get your opportunity to enroll in my foundation system called the Essential Codependency Healing Trainings to help you start mastering these 8 factors in your life. So come join us. Again, the link is above on Facebook, below on YouTube. If you're listening via podcast, it's on my front page at freetheself.com or healyourcodependency.com. And let's change your world so you can have more joy, more peace, more happiness. So I will see you there. Go gently with yourselves. Remember to subscribe if you're watching via YouTube. Share this video out with those who you think will benefit from it. And thank you again for your support. I'll see you guys in our next episode. Bye-bye.